That was Ahmaud Ward, head of education for the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. Just a second, we'll be talking to Christopher England, a state representative here representing Tuscaloosa in Montgomery. Mr. England, from a fairly prominent African-American family here in Tuscaloosa, we'll be speaking to him as well. Again, our top story this hour, Nelson Mandela, former president of South Africa, civil rights leader, the man who brought about the end of apartheid, not by himself, but most would argue the one that had the most to do with it, at least. The moral and forceful leader of the move to end apartheid, he's died at the age of 95 years of age. Ahmaud Ward said he lived quite a lot, and so many experiences and things of that nature for a man of that age, bringing about so much change. And the people of Alabama, I think, will use this experience as they are driving home, maybe you're listening to our program, as another way to reflect. It's been 150 years since the Battle of Gettysburg was fought. Of course, the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg taking place in July of this year. 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, the Emancipation Proclamation. The 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights March on Washington, of the death of President John F. Kennedy, a man that many people attribute very highly on the list of people that helped bring and usher in civil rights in the United States. And so this is something that many people across this state and this country have focused on, and the timing of it is quite interesting. Of course, it's been 50 years since the University of Alabama was desegregated, and that fight moved to South Africa soon afterwards, and Nelson Mandela, as a moral force across the world, sort of led it. Lisa Brooks, the director of the Civil Rights Memorial Center in Montgomery, is joining us here. She's calling us from her office in Montgomery. Ms. Brooks, thanks for joining Capstone News Now.
Thank you. Thank you for honoring the life and legacy of Nelson Mandela by talking about him. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, of course, we're here on the campus of the University of Alabama, a university and institution rocked by racial strife. We'd like to say 50 years ago, but of course we've seen some remnants of it even to this day. But for you, what does Nelson Mandela, what does he mean? What does he epitomize to you specifically and individually?
Well, you know, Nelson Mandela was just a man of extreme integrity. He felt so strongly about social justice and that apartheid in South Africa, with, you know, the separation of the states, very similar to what we had here in the U.S. during the Jim Crow era. It was just kind of, you know, state-sponsored segregation. He went to prison for 26 years rather than give in or to stop pushing for change. And so, I mean, he's just a tremendous example of a person who stood up for justice, you know, and made the ultimate sacrifice, 26 years in prison, and then to come out and, you know, still be loving. And then, you know, it's a complete success story, becoming the first Black African president of South Africa, with that country coming out of such racial strife. And then him becoming the leader of that country and really bringing that country together across divisions. It's just, his life is just amazing.
Can you imagine being in a prison cell? And of course, it's so well documented by now, the size of his prison cell was so small on Robben Island there in South Africa. Can you imagine being in that cell for 27 years?
No, I could not. I don't know that I had the personal fortitude or the commitment, and I don't think many people do have that. That's one of the things that makes him so very special. I also appreciate that, you know, he linked the fight against apartheid in South Africa was linked to the civil rights movement. And I don't know if you know, but one of the first things he wanted to do when he upon his release and he visited the U.S. was that he wanted to meet Mrs. Parks. Because you know, he said that Mrs. Parks and what happened here in Montgomery, Alabama, served as an inspiration to him and the people in South Africa, and he wanted to thank her.
Well, there was just an anniversary, if I'm not mistaken, for Mrs. Parks, of course, refusal to leave the front of the bus.
That was on Sunday, December 1st.
Right.
Yes, 1955. And actually today marks the first day of the actual bus boycott that began as just a one-day boycott and ended up being 382 days. So it's that legacy of commitment. To change, and every citizen around the world owes a debt of gratitude to Nelson Mandela.
Miss Brooks, I know his death is just happened and everything, but do you think that the Civil Rights Memorial Center will have anything for his to celebrate his life coming up? I know it's kind of a hard question to ask, but
no, it's not. Actually, I'm glad you asked. We not only talk about the modern American civil rights movement, the 50s and 60s, but we also have a section that looks at, we call it The March Continues, and we want to connect the civil rights movement in the States to kind of larger global human rights campaigns. And we have that. We have a mural of Nelson Mandela, and we talk to, you know, thousands of school children a year about how the civil rights movement influenced the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa. So we already have that. We celebrated Nelson Mandela Day, which is something that's been happening globally for the last few years. It's kind of a day of service, like likened to King Day. And we recognize that, and we're in the midst of planning. We'll probably have an open house on the day that they have a funeral, and hoping to be able to broadcast that service to anyone in Montgomery who wants to see it.
Let's run here in a second. Why should we never forget about Nelson Mandela as students at the University of Alabama?
Well, I think the University of Alabama students could, you know, take pride in kind of the change that they created on that campus. You started out talking about you know, the civil rights history as it pertains to the University of Alabama, and you know, kind of the whole refusing to admit African American students. But you know, the university, the students have walked through that and have created change, and that's exactly the kind of change that influenced Nelson Mandela. So they're linked. He was linked to their legacy. It's important that students at the University of Alabama never forget the lessons learned in the past, and never forget that, you know, how the school was demonized.
Right.
I don't know if demonized is the right word, but the reputation the university has right now is far better than the reputation that they had prior to the civil rights movement, and it's up to the students of the university and the alumni to ensure that continues. I was really proud to see them really address kind of head on this whole thing about segregated sororities and all of that, and they handled that beautifully and immediately, and they have to continue to do just that.
Leisha Brooks, you're the director of the Civil Rights Memorial Center in Montgomery. Thank you so much, ma'am, for calling into Capstone News Now today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.